instead, she ends up getting to third, sacrifice fly. Valerie Cagle also has yet to allow a hit in the first four innings of work. And so giving her extra runs of cushion so she can deal with Virginia Tech with a little bit less pressure, I think is good as we head to the last nine outs of the game. And, top of the fifth is now over. So to the bottom of the fifth we go. Clemson's up 3-0 as a 5 seed over number 1 seed, Virginia Tech.
It's fantastic. Let me just say one thing. I should not have dismissed Warren's question as quickly as I did without a little more clarification to Warren. So I hope he's listening. As I said, the university employs and selects all the broadcasters. That's from time to time I'm asked, opinions, but just so you know how that works. So Clemson is having to fund broadcasters for radio and TV for baseball in almost every game, and then TV for softball. And then you also have travel in there and all of these other things. You have availability. There's prowl and growl going on right now, which is taking Don Munson away from some. It is rarely, if ever, right now about who is good or not good. It's more about availability and who can do what games when and who fits. And Kwok, you do a great job. I've told you.
Thank you.
I own radio and television. But, just so Warren knows, it really has nothing to do with everybody that Clemson employs for that. They're all pretty equally good. It's more about availability and what pieces fit where. So, it's really not, it's not something, in my opinion, in this situation that you complain about. Certainly not to Graham Neff. There's a million people in the building who are involved in that. I certainly hope that the athletic director is of any university is not worrying himself on who's actually calling the game.
I will say this. I feel comfortable.
But you get a ton of opportunities, especially with TV right now, too.
Yes. Clemson is blessed, while we're on this topic, more so than other areas of the country, and I would say particularly in this conference, Clemson is blessed with a lot of people who can do that job.
Yeah.
But when you add softball, you're putting two TV, let's say baseball and softball, okay? I called a softball game on ACC Network Extra a couple weeks ago, the same time as a baseball game. That means there were three play-by-play people working at the same time on the same campus. That doesn't include travel. If one team's on the road and takes some people out, it's hard to find that many bodies to do a good job. You could find somebody to fill a chair, but I'm talking about to do a good job. And, Don Munson and Pete Yannity and Fred Cunningham and Mark Childress and the people who do those games, Easton Smith has done some, Noah Ferry has done some. Like, there's some really talented people who are doing these games. But like Ben said, not everybody's available all the time. And if some people are going to be watching, we hope people are listening. If people are going to be listening and watching, that splits your audience. It also splits the talent. And so you have to be able to justify it. If softball is not playing that many times when baseball is also on, Do you want to do softball if it's 80% of the games are online? That's a consideration.
Right.
I will tell you that there are some people on campus that really want to do softball. And I think most people really want to do softball. It's just a matter of logistically making it work.
Right. And it could be, I think that might be Warren on the text line talking about it, the games being broadcast. I can't speak to that. Every softball game is on television.
Yes.
Softball, because of when it is played, it's not very conducive for radio, quite honestly. It's usually in the middle of the day or late in the day. For our station, that interferes with our live programming, which first and foremost is what we are committed to. And we're committed to Clemson, obviously. But it's to put radio on, to put softball on, takes one of the shows off the air. But maybe as important, it conflicts with baseball in many, many, many cases. And that creates a problem. So that's kind of, we do decide that in conjunction with the university. But they also have to decide, you can't air everything on radio. That's, I wish we could, but you just, you simply can't. So
that's right.
Radio, softball not being on radio has, it certainly doesn't have anything to do with the popularity. It's all about the logistics. All about the logistics. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Texter from the 864 says this. Can we give a round of applause to Clemson, who has the best ACC network broadcast of college baseball?
Oh, look.
100%. 100%.
We are biased, but with good reason in this case. And you people see it when you watch games other places and you see shaky cameras and horrible graphics or no graphics at all and bad replay angles and all that stuff. Man, you realize how blessed you are here. I mean, that is 100% factual. And, you know, you and I have a little insight how that works behind the scenes sometimes. You know, so ACC Network Extra, they're trying to air every game. There's a lot of schools that if it's a big game, they're sending in a whole nother crews. They don't do that at Clemson. Like, Clemson, occasionally they'll send a broadcaster. But it is state-of-the-art over there.
It is. And
great people.
It costs a significant investment from a school, from an infrastructure perspective. That studio in there is unbelievable. We Kelly and I one time called a volleyball match because of some circumstances that day. We called a volleyball match from their studio. Everything that was done during COVID, for the most part, came from that studio a couple years ago when COVID was a thing and we had to do everything remote. The amount of investment and the amount of people that are on those broadcasts, unbelievable. Rick Bagby, as far as I'm concerned, he's the best in the country at what he does and making sure those things are making sure those things are done in a first class manner, where we're not just doing a game to put it on, but it's done in a first class manner.
Texter says, I appreciate this explanation. Never understood how that works. We should do a better job of explaining this. Also says, Qualk is the ACC network goat. Yeah, no.
Aww.
Without a doubt.
I appreciate that.
Especially when he lets his beard grow out.
Can I?
Oh, you mean greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Oh,
like a billy goat. Oh, okay. This hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at Ingles. There's no good way to transition into that. You will find low prices and you'll love the savings at Ingles. There are so many great deals this week. We've poked some fun at Sam Howell this week with Ingles. Let me just say, if you go to your local Ingles, you will find this actually, there's supposed to be like spotty rain showers today. It's actually going to be a nice weekend, like be outside grilling a little bit. It's not going to be super hot here in the upstate. You will find, you can get me with a great deal on charcoal. They have a deal on charcoal. You can get me with a great deal on all kinds of fruit. They have great fruit deals this week at Ingles. You can get me with the Heinz ketchup bottle deals at Ingles this week. You will find deals of all shapes and sizes all throughout the store and a pleasant experience. That's the other thing. That's the bottom line, where you're talking about friendly people at the bakery, friendly people at the deli, friendly people stocking the shelves. Everybody's going to say hello. The cashiers are terrific. It's just a great all-around experience at Ingles. Their floral department is fantastic. If you forgot mom for Mother's Day, God forbid, you can catch up on that. For people like Ben and I who are just salad fiends, you can get Laura Lynn salad dressing 2 for $3 as well if you want to do that, if you don't want to grill out this weekend. Or if you're like what I used to be, you can get a half dozen glazed donuts for $2.48.
If you need to know where something is in the store, especially the one in Clemson Central here, just text me. I can tell you.
There you go. Ben knows it all.
I mean, every day. Every day.
Like, essentially, his brain is like the Ingles GPS. Ingles, low prices. Love the savings.
Oh, this is good, Qualk. If you missed yesterday's show where we did sports limericks for National Limerick Day, we lost the text that we probably would have been the winner, might have been, about Jimbo Fisher. Same texter gets in today. I love this. There once was a radio host named Quok who broadcasted ball strikes and balks. Much to his chagrin, all sports can't fit in, so he works where they ask him to talk. That now, is that's great. Good. Okay, you know what? You're getting a T-shirt. I'm sorry.
That's
fantastic. You're getting a T-shirt.
Oh, my gosh. Can we play Wing Game real quick or USC? We promised we would do that, and then we'll go to break. We'll get I know we've got a couple of phone calls, so we'll get to that on the other side.
Okay.
All right, USC. Here's by the way, we got to talk about some NFL schedules. We'll do that if time allows.
We're not today. Getting all this today.
There's no way. There's no way. It's a Friday. It's been madness. It's crazy. We get it. Here is USC's football schedule. Okay, this is the real USC. Rice at home. Win. At Stanford.
Probably a win.
I would say probably a win there. Fresno State. Washington just hired their coach, but Jake Haener, the quarterback, is back there.
Probably a win.
I'm going to say win there. At Oregon State.
Win.
Ben, I've been thinking for a long time, who is going to be the new Iowa State that Lincoln Riley just can't figure out?
You think it's Oregon State?
Jonathan Smith has built a nice, not great, not even good right now. He's built a nice program in his alma mater. I think Oregon State gets him. I'm going to give him a loss, 3-1. Okay. You got him 4-0, I got him 3-1. Arizona State at home. Is Arizona State going to have enough players to field the team?
Yeah, I mean, with sanctions and... I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not comfortable continuing to say win, but... Every game in a vacuum, I do think they – I'll say win.
Yeah, I think a win there. Washington State?
Win.
I think so, too. At Utah?
Loss.
Yeah, big-time loss. Then you have an open day, and you've got at Arizona, Jed Fish.
Why not? Win.
I think win there. Cal at home.
See, you know, I'm going to say loss just because I'm not comfortable continuing to say win.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time. I'm going to give them a win there, but this makes me – this feels weird.
See,
so we're now at two losses.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking more in terms of win losses to the schedule, maybe not, you know.
Oh, the schedule's getting more difficult. Colorado, that's a Friday.
At Colorado?
It's home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they probably win.
I'm going to say win. So they're 8-2 at UCLA, Rose Bowl.
Loss.
I think they lose that. And then Notre Dame at home.
Loss.
I think they lose that. 8-4. Both of them say 8-4.
8-4 is not terrible.
That's not terrible, and it's better than what they've been doing. Better or as good than what they've been doing.
Yeah, during the break, I will see what their projected win total is to see how close we are. I did not look that up first.
Ooh. I like that. Where is that there?
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
All right, when we come back, Gamecock Will made a comment about Spencer Rattler. We got a text on. We'll get to that. We'll update you on softball, baseball, everything going on. Hour three of the program continues after this.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
If you or someone you know has been unable to work full-time and has been dealing with a veteran's disability case or TDIU claim on their own for several years and has received a hearing notice, it still isn't too late to get a lawyer for your case. Let's improve your chance of victory with your case today with the team at Thompson & King. They know veterans law. It's never too late to know more about your case and be as prepared as possible. Call Thompson & King at 864-222-0200 or visit thompsonking.com and let us help you.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man in Clemson with a question for you. If you haven't tried our delicious made-from-scratch pound cakes, what are you waiting for? We've got over 80 different flavors to choose from in whole cakes or cupcakes, regular, gluten-free, or dairy-free. We also offer free delivery anywhere in the Clemson area. If you have come by, we thank you for your support. Check out our bakery on Old Greenville Highway in Clemson or our website, lbcakes.com, and be looking for our next location in Greenville this spring. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
Tiger fans are unlike any other sports fans. We are bound together by our pride, our traditions, and our fierce love of Clemson Orange. Yes, we are family. We're also easy to spot because, man, do we dress nice. Tiger fans know it's important to dress with pride, and that's why they shop at the Tiger Sports Shop. Since 1974, the Tiger Sports Shop has been the standard for Clemson apparel and merchandise. If they don't have it, it doesn't exist. With two convenient locations in Clemson and online 365 days a year, visit tigersports.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, encourages residents to reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can recycle plastic bottles and jugs, mixed paper and cardboard, clear, brown, and green glass, aluminum, and steel cans, use motor oil and cooking oil, tires, and electronics. If you have any questions, please call Anderson County Solid Waste at 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and two free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery. American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better sleep, rest assured.
Hey, Tiger fans, Doug Kingsmore Stadium is your destination for Clemson baseball this spring, and the next home game is coming up soon. For details on the schedule, tickets, promotions, gear, and much, much more, be sure and visit ClemsonTigers.com. Secure your tickets today and get ready for your Clemson baseball experience. From the first pitch to the singing of the alma mater, it's Clemson Tiger Baseball, and we'll see you there.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your flagship station for Clemson men's basketball, 105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Three continues out of bounds. William Quagamush, Ben Milstead. If you, we talk about Lincoln Riley, okay, for instance. Lincoln Riley, he's trying to get USC back where it's supposed to be. By the way, what were those win totals? What were those win totals again for USC that you found?
ESPN has them at 8. Bet MGM has it at 8.5.
Okay.
So we're right there. We said 8-4. So if I'm, you know, if the line is 8.5, I think both of us would take the under there.
Oh, for sure. I would think.
I mean, eight seems much more likely than 9.
Although is going to be, we mentioned this. There is going to be some value in some Pac-12 school going over the 9 because like everybody's number is 8.5 or 9, like half the league.
Yeah, half the league's that, and the other half's like 4.
Yeah. Sorry, Stanford.
One of those is Arizona State is at 9.
No way.
College Football News projects it at 6.
Yeah.
I mean, there's big shift there. UCLA is another one that the line is 7, and a lot of people feel like they will go over that. I might be able to buy that.
Yeah, I think so. And look, if you look around the Pac-12, you're going to see a lot of programs under construction. If you want to get a home started and put your dream home under construction, you can do that with Brown Haven Homes. In the upstate and western Georgia, there's your transition right there. That's what you thought you were getting last segment.
The GOAT.
Whether it's your first or your second home, your vacation home, they have an expert team to get you started. You can build affordable custom homes on your lot, or if you need help finding a lot, purchasing a lot, they can help you out with that as well. Look, there are lots of places in Anderson that are great. There are lots of places in Greenville, in Oconee County around Wahala, in Pickens, in Spartanburg. If you're ready to make the move but you hadn't found the perfect piece of land, they can help. Brown Haven Homes has land specialists and know the areas where they build like the back of their hand, and they're going to guide you right through the process of finding the right fit. Professional builders, expectations, experience, licenses, insurance, warranties, they handle it all. Visit online at brownhavenhomes.com or visit their Anderson office at 3321 North Main Street, Suite GH. Brown Haven Homes, they have what you need to make a house a home.
There's a Brown Haven home that they are building that I go by 3 days a week. I pay attention to it. I notice how secure, clean, and organized the site is. That's the truth. And this house, it's a good size house that has gone up very quickly. You know, a lot of people are building times are double in some cases because of supply chain issues. Not necessarily the case with Brown Haven Homes. So I keep seeing the sign.
I believe it. Right now, Texter asked for a softball update. Valerie Cagle is in, I would say, some minor trouble at the moment. And it's not been, you know, major stuff. A single on a line drive to shortstop that was in Aaliyah Logalea's glove. And then as she kind of brought the glove down, it fell out. She was going to kind of have to snow cone it anyway. Then you had a wild pitch, got the runner to second, and then a single up the middle. Logaleo gloved it, but didn't have time to flip her hips and throw. And now there's a ground ball, and she gets a force at second. She had to go to her backhand. That was a good stretch by Pereira, too. Virginia Tech does score, though, in a first or third situation. So it's 3-1 Clemson in the bottom of the sixth. Virginia Tech now with 4 outs to play with in the semifinals of the ACC softball championship in Pittsburgh. Clemson, again, looking for a major upset after Virginia Tech swept them at home way early, like toward the very beginning of the season. And now with 2 outs and 1 aboard, Cagle going to go back to work. She has thrown just 55, now 56 pitches today through 5 2/3 innings. She has struck out only 1, so she's pitched to contact well. She has not walked a batter. She has hit 1 batter. So only 3 hits and 1 hit batter today, 4 base runners allowed by Cagle so far. We do have a final score in baseball, a game that we've been following. NC State came from behind with 4 late runs in the 7th to beat Duke 5-3. So Duke falls to 9-15 in the ACC. Now, two games back of Clemson in the loss column. So no matter what happens today, Clemson will be in the top 12 of the ACC tomorrow. Less clear what's going to happen in Chapel Hill, where North Carolina has come from behind with 2-6 to lead Wake Forest 3-2. UNC is a half game up on Clemson. If UNC were to fall and Clemson were to win, the Tigers would move up into the 11 spot today against Virginia. There we go. All right. I want to talk about Spencer Rattler for just a second. Gamecock Will said that Spencer Rattler's coming. Okay. He's coming. And we had a text that's basically like, why do you guys hate Spencer Rattler so much? Every time you bring up Spencer Rattler, you're talking about how he's not going to be good. Or anytime somebody says he's going to be good, you kind of poke fun at him. Here are my thoughts on Rattler, okay? Just generally in the sport of college football. And actually, that same texter compared him to Jalen Hurts. Here's why Rattler's different from Jalen Hurts, in my opinion, in terms of guys who have... have been transfers at Oklahoma, or maybe went the opposite way. Hurts transferred to Oklahoma, he transferred from Oklahoma. Hurts transferred from Alabama on good terms because he was beaten out by a better guy, but was presumably a great teammate and leader along the way. Rattler, you can love Spencer Rattler. The facts are the facts. He pouted, he moped, he was not a good teammate, not a good leader last year. He did not handle getting benched well at all. So, it's totally different circumstances just from that standpoint, that this is not a Jalen Hurts situation where a guy has strong intangibles. In fact, Spencer Rattler would go the other way. I would say Rattler has better tangibles than Hurts, but his intangibles are maybe some of his great weaknesses that he has to overcome at South Carolina. Is that a fair characterization of Spencer Rattler in your mind?
It is. And also, just to clear up any question there, we were more poking fun at Gamecock Will than Spencer Rattler.
Yes.
Because, and you know, I love Will's enthusiasm, but if I had a dollar for every time Will's called here and said, this guy's coming, Merrick's team, Shane Train, Muschamp bus, you know, the next guy's always, always, always the greatest and the savior of the program, always. Anything that we said, or at least speaking for myself, was more about him. With that said, I do think this is the best quarterback option they've had in years. Maybe since Connor Shaw. Certainly since Connor Shaw. I mean, at least you're starting with some talent.
Yes.
And you have seen glimpses of that talent that looks like Heisman Trophy talent. You've also seen glimpses of that person that looks like he shouldn't be playing Division I football. I mean, I think both have been true. And I know he's not the only one in the nation that fits that mold. I know, so save your text. We were talking about Spencer Rattler, and I'm still taking a wait-and-see approach with him. But from a through the South Carolina lens of what is good and bad, I think he's a major upgrade. If you can keep him the good teammate.
Yes, I think that's fair. You have to sort of take somehow separate him from his context and say, why was his production significantly down last year? And I know offensive line had something to do with it, right?
Yeah. You know, and again, just one other point about Spencer Rattler that oftentimes gets overlooked by Gamecock fans. We're talking about a guy that lost his starting job at his previous school.
Yeah.
That's why you have him. I mean, let's just be honest.
It's true. And you know what? It is possible that he's an upgrade and all that be true. And it's possible that he's a very good player. It is. From a Clemson standpoint, first of all, he is the best quarterback. He's probably the best quarterback that South Carolina's had in terms of raw ability ever. I mean, I'm kind of thinking ever.
Watch your television.
Did Logaleo just hit another one? Oh my gosh. She hit the top beam of the stands over there.
You thought the first one went a long way? Holy moly.
Oh, my word. What in the world has happened to Aaliyah Logaleo?
I love the fact that you can say that name so effortlessly.
It's my favorite name on campus right now. Aaliyah Logaleo. Best name on campus.
How about Aaliyah and DJ get married? Go ahead and pronounce that one for me.
Aaliyah Uyunglele.
The whole thing, including the maiden name.
Aaliyah Logaleo Uyunglele.
Oh, well done. That's great.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't do that in a million years.
Oh, man. Oh, look where that lands. The camera couldn't even pick it up where it hit. It was so high, they didn't even have an angle. They could take it far enough into the heavens.
We're 4-1, top of the seventh, one out.
Holy smokes. Tigers, three runs up, three outs to play with. Logaleo's got three home runs in 2 days, and none of them were cheap. She crushed three balls out of here. Oh, the bat flip. Oh, the bat flip. That was a 10. That was a 10 out of 10. Did you see it? It was a nonchalant, didn't even look, over the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It was a flick of the wrist over the shoulder.
Texter says on Rattler, if he would have kept his starting job, he would have ended up at USC anyway, talking about the other USC. Touche.
Yeah.
Another Texter says, who do you feel is in the better QB position, Clemson or South Carolina? I would say both of your starting quarterbacks going into the fall underachieved, did not meet expectations last year. That's fair, right?
Yes.
One did lose their starting job. The other one did not. Although, I mean, from a talent standpoint, I like what I see from Rattler right now as much as I do DJ. In terms of what you've actually seen productivity-wise. But if you look at the entire quarterback rooms, I'm going Clemson.
I think I would, too. If you're talking about sort of the next man up.
Right.
And taking the whole room into account, I would say Clemson. Rattler, and I...
It's a good question, though.
Yeah, I think that is a good question. Rattler, to me, lost his starting job because of the talent behind him. Like, if there was a Caleb Williams at Clemson, I think DJ would have lost his job, too, last year.
Fair point. Fair point.
I also think that the standards for an Oklahoma quarterback are arguably... Rattler got closer to the standards for an Oklahoma quarterback than DJ did to the standards for a Clemson quarterback, and the Oklahoma standards are a little bit higher. I feel better about Rattler than I do about DJ going into the season. But as you said, some of that is there's not really a number two behind Rattler. There is a number two behind DJ that if he falters, Clemson feels like can turn to. Before we get a break, I want to tell you about our friends at Buff City Soap. Unless you think that Buff City Soap forgot me on the weekend, they did not. Hi! Buy five, get two free all weekend long off anything and everything at Buff City Soap Clemson. And by the way, I've still got $10 to redeem on Buff Rewards. So honestly, that feels like a good reason to go back, make a little trip there right to Hartwell Village and get there by Sunday to redeem those two offers for everybody. It's buy five, get two free. And if you're in their text rewards program, you got $10 off Buff City Soap. Go by and see them. Two locations to serve you, any upstate. Buff City is in the Hartwell Village Shopping Center between Seneca and Clemson and in Greenville at the Shops at Greenridge. Go by and see them today. Final segment of the program coming up next.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Spring is here, and Bennett has Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders available for sale or rent at our locations. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, two names you can trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.73% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at LightStream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/radio. LightStream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/rate for more information. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/radio. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/radio. That's 4hymns.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
David Green and the professionals at the Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Oh, Quark. Last segment of the show. Last segment of the week.
Let's go.
We are one out away from advancing to the championship game in the ACC softball tournament.
Yeah, Valerie Cagle, runner at first, two outs. That insurance run by Logaleo looms large right now because the tying run is in the on-deck circle and not at the plate, and we got a pinch runner for Virginia Tech. Just so people know how big a deal this is, again, Clemson was swept by Virginia Tech earlier this season, but it does go it does go beyond that. Right now, you look at the RPI, and I'm on D1softball.com, which is a thing. Virginia Tech is, it's the same, you know, it's the same as D1 baseball, same graphics and everything. It's just a softball version. Oklahoma is the number one team in the RPI. They are 48-1. Virginia Tech is number two at 41-6. Virginia Tech has lost six games all year. They lost at Alabama at a tournament in the preseason. They lost twice at Alabama, as a matter of fact. They lost at Charlotte on Wednesday, March the 2nd, so three losses there. They lost at UCF Monday, April 4th. They lost at Florida State Sunday, April 10th, and they lost to Virginia at home Friday, April 13th. Friday, April 15th. They have not lost in 29 calendar days, 28 calendar days. This would be number 29. They have won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They've won 10 consecutive games. And now 2-on and 2 out for Virginia Tech. So let's not count our chickens here.
Yeah, four straight balls there.
Not great. Good time for a mound visit if you feel so inclined. They may have been pitching around somebody. I'm not as familiar with where Virginia Tech. It's hard to know exactly where Virginia Tech is in their lineup right now. Let's see, where are they? Oh, 8-9 down the bottom of the order.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to put the tying run, let the tying run come to the plate, though.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Texter says this. I do want to play one game with the Jaguars if we can, because we did have we had NFL schedules.
The home of the Jaguars, right here.
That's right, right here on the Roar.
This is the year.
Texter, it really might be.
It's going to be better.
John
Hyde pointed out, hey, we're cheated out of hearing the Coach Urban Meyer coaches show now.
But we do have a relic from that time when Urban Meyer said that what he's done in the past was not good enough, and so he's going to improve that later. We will let you continue to hear that so that you remember what Urban's voice sounds like.
Urban is special and will live forever.
I will do better.
Yeah. Yes, you will, Urban.
Oh, yeah.
Doing better somewhere else other than being a head coach.
I will do better.
Let's see what the Jaguars' schedule is and what we think is potentially coming down the pike. Assuming, you know, healthy Travis Etienne, assuming health with Trevor Lawrence. Oh, ground ball to short. Force a second. There it is. Clemson beats Virginia Tech in softball. And for any of the doubters out there who still weren't sure. There we go. Next question. Who still weren't sure about hosting, that makes it academic. There's a 0.0% chance Clemson is traveling next week.
We have texters who are not comfortable with the guarantees that you make. So,
you know, I'm just going to redouble my efforts then.
You're going to double down.
There's no... Who would I be? What good would I be without about six wild guarantees a show? What good would this show be if we didn't guarantee the moon on a semi-regular basis?
I want
basis?
You to stay true to yourself. That is what I want, and that is who you are. That's who we love. We need more of that.
Well, I'm going to do it.
Okay, now guarantee that the Jaguars are going to have a winning record at the end of the year.
Okay.
Go ahead. There you go.
All right, here we go. Guarantee.
I almost wore my Jaguars shirt today.
Did you really? You should have. You should have done that. All right, let's play win game with the Jags, okay? Here's what's coming. Week one at Washington. I think that is a... You know what's silly? I think that's a win. I think they might be better than Washington right now. Washington's defense really good. I think Washington has scoring issues. And so I think the Jags could beat them. So I say 1-0. You buying that, Ben, in D.C. against the Commandos?
That's not the schedule that I see.
Oh, man. What do I have? What do I have up? You did look at me confused. What is this?
I see them opening with Atlanta. Am I?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Disregard. Okay. Disregard. My schedule has has all the preseason games on it.
Well, now.
Sorry.
I got to say, I
should have looked at the dates. Sorry.
I really panicked. I really panicked.
Whew. They got a good. Hey, they got a great preseason schedule. Atlanta, Vegas, Browns, Steelers.
Hey, best of luck to you. They play in a Hall of Fame game, I think.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good.
It is the Hall of Fame game.
All right, at the.
It
at
is
the
not the Hall of Fame game. I don't know.
It
why.
Is not. Is that
no?
Hall
they
of
do
Fame
play. They do play the Hall of Fame
okay.
game.
Okay. Okay.
Against the Raiders. I'm going to shut up now.
I just need you to verify that I think they're going to beat the Commanders on the road week
yes.
one. Okay. Colts at home. I think they're beating the Colts. The Colts haven't won in Jacksonville in such a long time.
Neither have the Jaguars.
They for real.
They have that in common.
All you had to do was not ruin it. And they ruined it last year. There was no reason for the Jags to beat them last year. Until further notice, I'm picking the Jags to beat the Colts in their building. So I say 2-0 start. Why not? Let's go crazy. Jags at the Chargers, week three. That's a loss. That's got to be a loss, right?
Right.
Going out west.
Oh, yeah.
At the Eagles, October the 2nd.
Loss.
Texans at home.
They're going to beat the Texans.
I think so, too. 3-2 at the Colts, week six.
Yeah, they're losing.
That's a loss. I'll give the Colts that one. Matt Ryan. Giants at home.
You know, just in the event that former employees are listening, I think Jacksonville wins that game.
For sure. Let's go 4-3. Jags, Broncos, across the pond, 9:30. By the way, how good is Ted Lasso? Have you seen that show?
Every bit of it.
Oh, my God. We stayed up so late last night.
Great.
We got through episode 9, so we have one more to go in season 1. It might be my favorite half-hour show since The Office went off. I'm serious. It's that good.
There is a little lull in the second season, but it picks back up.
I don't even care. I'm so jacked about it, I will get through the lull.
Yeah, okay.
Reason I brought up Jags Broncos across the pond in London where they have to identify which football they're talking about.
I think they lose.
I think they lose that too. Jags Raiders.
I think they lose.
A lot of Clemson in that one. So what's that, 4-5? At the Chiefs.
Why is the worst team playing the Chiefs this year?
I don't know. That's rough, though.
At Arrowhead. Good luck.
That's rough. So 4-6. Bye week. Good for everybody.
Yeah.
Jags Ravens, November 27th.
Loss.
I always look for, like, especially for teams who might struggle. Hey, if you get a good draw after that open day, you might win. But in this case, I think the Ravens still get it.
Look, this is a tough schedule
really
for
tough.
The worst team in the league.
Yeah.
That's not how that's supposed to work.
Look, at the Lions. How we feel about that? On the road, Detroit, week 13, indoors?
They probably lose.
4-8. At the Titans?
Lose.
Loss. 4-9. Cowboys.
You know, I'm going to say win just because it's the Cowboys.
Did you see the video they did with Stephen A?
There was a lot of creative schedule releases by these teams. That one was a little bit weird, but
that one, it was long. It took a while to get to the punchline there. Jaguars at the Jets, week 16. That is actually a Thursday night game.
Jets will win.
I think so, too. I always go home game unless it's a huge mismatch on Thursday night. Jags-Texans, week 17.
You know.
On the road.
These young guys for Jags have grown up. They're going to finally get a road win.
I would agree. I think so. So that's 6. And then Jags-Titans at home.
Loss.
So that's, what is that, 6-11?
6-11.
Okay. I'm down with that.
You might take that right now. That's a step forward.
Step forward. And you know what? It's not going to take that much to get to 7-10. I think going above 500 will take a significant jump for this team. You're still, look, you the Urban Meyer experience was a debacle last year. You're trying to, like, rebuild. You're like, starting that rebuild over again. It is an interesting note that the Jaguars finished their season last year, which a texter says the Jaguars own Wentz and the Colts. It's true. So it is interesting that they face, in their first two games, Carson Wentz and the Colts. They face Carson Wentz week 1, after ruining his life in week 17 or week 18 last year, and they face the Colts in week two. I'm dead serious. I think they're starting 2-0. I think they are starting 2-0, and then it does get significantly more difficult. You know, I feel good about 6-11. I feel good about that. We will revisit that many times in the offseason. But six wins feels fine to me, you know, for Jacksonville right now.
By the way, there will most likely could be possibly a baseball start time change for today. So stay tuned for that once that's made official. That game most likely going to be starting a little earlier than scheduled. It was scheduled to start at 6, first pitch at 6. So stay tuned for that. Walt is off today, by the way, partially for vacation, partially for baseball. So so stay tuned, though. We will have baseball here in not too near future.
Let me say, by the way, North Carolina beats Wake Forest 3-2. So for the time being, North Carolina remains ahead of Clemson, regardless of what Clemson does today. One quick note about Virginia. Virginia's number one in the ACC in ERA. They're number two in batting average. They also have had among the easiest draws in terms of potential schedule that you could have at this point. They've already faced Boston College. They've already faced Duke. They've already faced North Carolina. Now they're facing Clemson. They will have faced the four worst teams in the ACC, no question about it. Clemson has not faced a single, if you include Clemson, the bottom four teams, Clemson has not faced any of the other three. So when we're talking about unbalanced schedules,
how about that?
And the ability to run up your stats or get penalized based on who you play, take a look at this series. Virginia is also, I believe, 26-4 at home this year, but three of their losses have come in their last two home weekend series. So just a couple things to monitor today as Mac Anglin takes the mound. We will see what Virginia is truly made of against a team like Clemson coming up tonight or this afternoon. Stay tuned for that. God bless. We've had a great week.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Edwards Ford in Walhalla wants to invite you to check out their inventory, chat with a service technician, or do a free trade-in evaluation on your current vehicle. Edwards Ford's number one priority is top customer satisfaction and honesty. Edwards Ford offers big store expertise with mom-and-pop values, doing business the right way for over 60 years. Shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle at Edwards Ford and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla and online at edwardsfordllc.com.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Need more energy and drive? EC Sports Bulgarian Tribulus Testosterone Booster is formulated with ingredients proven to enhance strength, increase nitric oxide production, promote energy, and help increase stamina. This powerful natural testosterone booster will help you feel stronger, leaner, and increase vitality, and is backed by EC Sports money-back guarantee, so you can try it risk-free. Go to upstatemuscle.com, that's upstatemuscle.com, and use code BEN for 20% off.
Okay, we need to talk about the savings I just got at Kohl's. Since the weather's getting warmer, I picked up some new tops for just $21.99, found shorts for $19.99, and got a pair of sandals for just $17. Oh, and on top of those already amazing deals, you can get an extra 15% off or even more with the Kohl's card. So, yeah, if you're looking for more style and more savings, do yourself a favor and head to Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer ends May 15th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Take your swing at a fun time and enjoy the beauty of the upstate at this year's BMW Charity Pro-Am Golf Tournament, June 9th through the 12th. Go to bmwcharitygolf.com for tickets and event info. This year's tournament features play on both the Carolina Club and Thorn Blade, includes clinics, sustainability education, and live music featuring the Marshall Tucker Band. Funds raised during the event benefit Mobile Meals of Spartanburg, Roper Mountain Science Center, Cancer Society of Greenville County, Meyer Center for Special Children, and Gibbs Cancer Center Research Institute. Visit bmwcharitygolf.com for schedules and tickets.
SDC Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. SDC is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating over 20 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Don't let the automotive chip shortage put the brakes on your income.